An Isle of Wight fireman has been fighting to regain his fitness after major surgery. Mark Grimes wasn't sure if he'd ever run again following an operation to remove a brain tumour. But 1 month from today, the 34-year-old will be one of thousands of athletes, many from the south, who will be taking part in the London Marathon. And we've set our BBC Radio Silent studio up in Mark's home this morning. He's there with his wife, Catherine, today as well. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Lovely to have you on the show this morning. So where should we start? I mean, Mark, you've been through so much in the last year or so. Take me through, I mean, I suppose first up, when the symptoms developed, how did you first know something was up?
It was on holiday in August of 2014. Basically, my vision went a bit funny. I didn't think much of it, being in the sun all day. It happened again when we returned home, probably about a month later. It became apparent on the third time that I couldn't speak. My wife then sent me to the doctors. I got referred to St Mary's Hospital and I had further tests and a CAT scan on my birthday of 2015, which then revealed the tumour in my head. Obviously, we get referred to the specialist centre in Southampton for further scans, which then spotted the type of tumour I had in my head, and we were referred to a surgeon in the neurological centre in Southampton. And it kind of went from there, really.
My goodness, you've been through it all. I mean, Mark, was there any point during that where you thought, this is, like, really serious, you know, what's going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Before we met the surgeon in Southampton, I kind of thought it was just going to be go in for surgery, remove this lump, come out of hospital, get better and carry on. When we met with the surgeon after my MRI scan, he told us that there's a possibility that my life could be ended early because of this tumour. And from that point, that was kind of a real blow to us, having a young family as well. It's not very nice to hear.
No. By the way, I know your speech was affected by this. You are sounding amazing now on the radio, just incredible. But we ought to say, to start with, your speech was really quite disrupted, wasn't it?
Yeah, after the surgery, it's quite common to have your speech be affected by the surgery. If you ask Catherine, she'll tell you that I was quite monotone. I didn't have much, I don't know what the word is really.
Personality.
Thanks for that. I didn't have very much personality to my tone. And I wasn't the same sort of person. I didn't sound the same person. Obviously, wasn't looking like I used to. So, yeah, it was definitely affected.
Catherine, let me bring you in. It's lovely to have you there as well this morning. How have you been coping and what's it been like going through this as Mark's other half?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a journey. Obviously, in the beginning, like Mark said, we thought it was just a case of, you know, have the tumour removed and everything would be back to normal. So, obviously, there's a big blow when we found out that could be, you know, that wasn't the case. Yeah, in the early days, it was just a question of getting him home. He came home a day after surgery. And he couldn't really walk by himself or feed himself. He didn't smile. There was no personality there. Yeah, and it's a worry that you're ever going to get the person that you love back, really. So, obviously, with the young family, they didn't understand. They couldn't jump all over him. They had to be careful. Trying to explain to them, obviously, you know, Dad's got a headache and, you know, they don't need to know too much. So, yeah, it was just difficult in the early days. He's obviously come a long way since then and is back to work and now running a marathon.
Now, you mentioned children there. I mean, just how big's the family?
We have four children between us. So starting at, well, the eldest one's 21, the youngest one's 21 months.
My goodness. So, you know, you've got all that pressure as well. At what point did you both realise that you were turning the corner? Because clearly, to come back to you, Mark, there was that those early days when it must have been feeling like, you know, are we going to make progress?
Yeah, being out of hospital and spending the first week in bed is very frustrating. I'm quite an active person. I like to keep fit and run a lot. 3 weeks later, Catherine puts the trainers on and goes running with the next door neighbour. And it was so frustrating to see her go out and me sat at home still. So next time she went running, I said, I'm joining you. So I popped my trainers. We went for a run 3 weeks after surgery and we never stopped from there.
Amazing. And then moving on, the London Marathon, of course, coming up very shortly. Yep. When did you apply for that? And when you applied, did you know you'd be able to do it?
No. We did the Great Self Run that Catherine volunteered to do. So we ran that in October. Between April and October, we'd raised quite a bit of money already. So we contacted the Brain Tumour Charity because they have charity spaces in the marathon. And because we've been so successful and raised so much money already, they offered me one of their places. Right, that's how I got into marathon this year.
That's great. And by the way, I'll mention the whitebrainybunch.org.uk website again, by the way, in a few minutes' time. You're setting up your own support group, aren't you, on the island?
We are. Obviously, when we first got Mark's diagnosis, you get transferred from St Mary's. You don't have a specialist there anymore. Everything gets transferred to Southampton. And it became quickly apparent there isn't any support on the island. If you don't fall under, say, the Macmillan nurses or anything like that, which Mark didn't, there's no one really to help you for advice. Obviously, we had supportive friends and family, but there's only so many times they want to obviously hear your story and hear what's going on. And it's just nice to be able to speak to someone that actually understands. Obviously, nationally, there's a lot of support groups and you can go on forums, but we felt there's something missing on the island. So as of next month, the end of next month, we're starting our own support group, which will be the White Brainy Bunch, in association with the Wessex Cancer Trust, which will be in their support centre in Newport. And it's going to be just a drop-in centre for people to come along, have a coffee, maybe share their experiences. If they want some advice or counselling, that will be on hand. Brilliant. And they'll also have access to everything the Wessex Cancer Trust offers, all the therapies and everything that goes with that. So hopefully we'll be able to support some other people on the island through our experience.
And Mark, you're back at work. Are you firefighting though yet, or would you like to be back doing that too?
Yeah, obviously I would like to be back doing that too. Because of the risks associated with having brain surgery, there's a small risk of having further seizures, which is what my funny turns where I couldn't speak were classed as. Obviously, the fire service carries lots of risks in the jobs we do, being on ladders and in burning buildings, etc. So at the minute, it's all covering risks, risk assessments done. There'll be quite a lot of return to work training, but I'm back at work. I am doing some training now, and the hope is that in the near future, when I get my driving licence back, going to have my MRI scan next month, if it's all good still, hopefully they'll allow me back onto the fire engines and doing operational duties.
Right, I think you're both amazing. Before I let you go, you know where our phone-in today is, how babies change your life. With four of them, got to ask you two, bearing in mind what you've been through as well, what the children mean and how they've changed your life. I mean, Mark, first of all.
Yeah, it's difficult. When I was diagnosed, our little boy was very young. We'd just moved, we got a house, I got the job I wanted, and we got a little young family. It's difficult. It's really hard to see your family. Like Catherine said, they couldn't come and play like they used to. They don't understand. The older girls do understand, and they found that quite difficult. It's hard, but they make it a little bit easier. I'm having the kids around.
That's lovely.
It gives you reason to do stuff.
Yeah, and Catherine, you know, four children. Bridget Jones is about to have her first. let me ask you the question. Has having a baby changed your life?
Oh, definitely. When I had my first one, obviously I was very young, and now I feel very old, and you think it would get easier with practice, but actually I think Harry, our youngest one, is he's probably been the hardest one, and whether it's because he's a boy or I don't know, but whether it's just my age, it could be. But like I said, they keep us busy, they keep us focused. Obviously, it's a very busy, loud household normally, so we're really grateful they stay quiet today. But, it's a busy old house.
Yeah, there's four kids plus me, so there's five.
Yeah, it's five children.
Joe, I can't believe we're doing this show live from a house with four children in it. It's extraordinarily quiet, so I think that's a fantastic achievement. Look, I wish you all the best. Mark, all the best in the London Marathon. If people want to support you to raise money as well, can they go to that White Brainy Bunch website to get details of how to support you?
They can. Obviously, it's www.thewhitebrainybunch.org.uk. There is a donate button on there so they can support Mark with his marathon run or any of our other fundraising events that we've got going on this year.
Superb. Great to have you there. I wish you well. And look, keep me posted with how it goes and how that support group goes as well, because I want to find out how that turns out too.
Thank you.
Bye. Mark and Catherine Grimes live on BBC Radio 7 this morning. Fantastic.